Let's do it, man. I'm ready. Yes, sir.
It happened.
Yes, sir.
So now you know what it feels like to sit at a table for a guy who's going to get drafted in the first round. That was Danny Shelton as he got the call from the Cleveland Browns and was officially drafted with the first pick. I got to tell you the one thing about Danny Shelton, and we've been saying it for months, you've got a guy that can stop the run. I can't wait to watch him mature as a guy that they feel comfortable with using on third down.
As soon as he got past Chicago at 7, I was very happy. That's who I had going to the Browns at 12 all along. That's who I wanted. The big man in the middle, take up double teams. He made 16.5 tackles for loss last year, 9 sacks. He can make big plays, 5 fumble recoveries, and he goes sideline to sideline. He really does. For a guy that size to make as many plays as he does from number to number on the field is incredibly impressive. He wants to come in here and compete. He's tough. He's physical. He's exactly what this team need after being run on pretty much at will with the last ranked run defense in the NFL.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what happened this weekend. Cameron Irving also made a big splash with Cleveland fans. He went to the Indians game on his first night here in Cleveland. Fans definitely and certainly appreciated the good karma he brought to the Indians. All right, Nathan, what do you think about Cleveland getting ready to embrace this new group of rookies?
Of course they're ready. These guys are the toast of the town right now. It's always fun. You get these guys in, you're excited. Both are excited to be in Cleveland, speaking of the first rounders. And I think that's important, too, and Clevelanders can feel that from hearing them talk after they were drafted. Everybody's ready to embrace them. Now we're ready to see them get on the field, work, start helping control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and help this team win football games.
All right, what was your reaction on Friday from the fans? Because I know the fans that we talked to on Friday were very much upbeat, very much positive. And for me, when I use the word solid on this draft, it's not just about the draft picks. It's about Jimmy Haslam. It's about Mike Pettine. And it's about Ray Farmer. This was a solid draft. And it showed to me, and I think to a lot of fans, that they're on the same page.
There's no question. They put their stamp on this draft. This is going to be a tough, physical football team that's going to focus on winning at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. They do that in the first round. Fans were very happy. I think some people would have been thrilled if at number 19, maybe it was a wide receiver. But Cam Irving, I think, has won people over. And you understand the versatility, the protection for the future, plus the immediate impact he can make. And, yeah, this is a team that's going to play in the AFC North with playing tough, tough defense. And I think they have a chance now to be one of the top 3 Ds in the NFL. And then they're going to come out and they're going to control the line of scrimmage as one of the best offensive lines in the league and run the football.
All right, Nathan, what happens next for these guys? We have rookie minicamp and their transition from going from college guy, wanted player in the NFL to now guys that are just going to have to bring their lunch pail to work with them.
You got to show me. It starts with the rookie minicamp, getting acclimated. Then you get in the OTAs with the veterans, and the veterans are going to test you. They're going to say, what are you going to bring to this team? And if you go out there and do what Joel Bitonio did and show them right away you're the guy, you're going to fit in very easily and be very accepted in that locker room.
All right, just your overview of Chicago, because we know this thing's going to travel from city to city. I would hope, and based on what we saw at Public Hall the other night, it looks like if Cleveland ever had the chance to host this thing, I know you got to battle with Canton a little bit, but if Cleveland ever had a chance to host, I think it'd be pretty awesome.
It would be great. Keep it right here. It'd be nice for the travel, but I thought Chicago was great, and having that draft town was a nice addition.
All right, Nathan, thank you so much.
It was
always a great week. Fun to do it live,
yeah,
my friend.
I like it. Let's do it live.
All right, live. We'll be back in our regular time slot next week. Until then, take us home, my brother.
We bark together on the Dog Pound Report. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy the sun.
Thanks. Nice. Yeah.